Get down. Jarrad Payton.
I hear my name again, and I'm like, who's calling me? So I look back at the people working, and it's not them. It's this guy that's sitting down right by the door, and he goes, Jarrad, man, I love you on The Score, man. So awesome. I was like, I'm going to be on at 9 o'clock. Tune in.
The Son of Sweetness.
One man, one career, one team for 200.
Walter Payton, 13 seasons for these. Deanna.
Who are the Chicago Bears?
The Bears, yes.
Sports anchor for WGN, former running back great.
Payton again, already two touchdowns. There it is. There's the touchdown. The Jarrad Payton Show today.
Jarrad Payton with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Jarrad Payton joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Jarrad, good morning. How are you?
Mully and Haw, man, always great to talk with you guys. I'm doing great, man. Bears victory Monday yesterday. Got a chance to watch Bears football at 8:30 in the morning, which I wish I had every single Sunday so I can get stuff done around my house and have the rest of the day to chill. I mean, it was like the perfect Sunday, man. A good day of football, watching football after that first quarter, I should say. And then after that, man, everything just started to be on the up and up, man. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're living the dream. I got to tell you, you mentioned that the beginning of the game, it was one of these things where they had a penalty before the game began. Now, they only ended up with 2 for 10 yards, but they really were offside or whatever. What was it, the penalty, illegal formation? Or something? They moved before they kicked off. And then you're sitting there, and they have 2 3-and-outs, and they're down a field goal, and you're just kind of like, oh, boy, like, what is this? And then it ends up being about as glorious a game as you can imagine. I mean, it was about as fun as you could think of, and everything went swimmingly, but it was a delayed start. It wasn't until they kind of went to a up rhythm tempo that things just turned around.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little scared at first, and I tweeted out, like, you know, Bears need to wake up. And I was worried because, you know, Thursday I was talking, Lawrence was kind of nervous a little bit, and I was on with those guys, and I was like, Lawrence, don't worry about it, man. They got this one in the bag. And so then I'm nervous because I'm walking around just going to all my kids' games, and all these people are walking up to me like, you sure about this one? You sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. I'm nervous early in the game, first quarter. I'm like, what is going on? Like, they can't make me look bad over in London, man. This ain't happening. But to see them figure things out, Shane Waldron, you know, getting that up-tempo and just looking at the command of this offense that Caleb has now, man. And just that is reassuring to me. And him barking out orders and moving guys around, calling out the mic and figuring out who Sam is. Like, all these things from a rookie quarterback and beating a team that you're supposed to beat, to me, that's what it's all about. Everybody wants to talk about, you got to play who's on your schedule. Like, it is what it is. So, like, we can talk about team not being good, but we've seen it before where, you know, teams take advantage of that and end up beating, they lose the teams that you're supposed to be able to beat. So they took care of business and offense looked good. And just the fact that, man, we're starting to see guys that everybody had question marks about, like, why aren't they being more implemented to this game plan? Now they are. We see Cole Kmet, St. Vider's finest, right. 2 touchdowns for him, right? And then Keenan Allen. That was the storyline going into the game. Everybody's like, yo, we got to get Keenan Allen more involved in the game. You know, we got to get him more. It's like Shane Waldron has not only listened to the guys inside of his locker room and how they want to be coached, but he's also hearing it from us out here. Like, yo, you got to get this dude involved. And lo and behold, both those guys had 2 touchdowns, and it was great. It's great to see the Bears offense scoring touchdowns. You know, what, back-to-back weeks, 5 touchdown drives? Like, to me, that's what it's all about, and it's showing that consistency. So can you go into this bye week, a much-needed bye, and then be able to come out in the following week against the Commanders and Jaden Daniels? I can't tell you guys how excited I am to, like, watch that game.
Breaking news on The Score presented by BetQL Smarter Bets. Start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jarrad, Ian Rappaport from NFL Network is reporting that the Raiders are completing a trade of Devontae Adams to the New York Jets. Sources say, back with Aaron Rodgers, and Ian Rappaport just tweeted that out about a minute ago. What's your reaction to Devontae Adams going to New York to help that hapless team?
Well, it seems like every time, wasn't it last week I was on with you guys and there was breaking news as well? Like, yeah, I don't know what. Yeah, this must be, I might need to start being the Adam Schefter of Chicago, man. I need to start breaking some news. I listened to Devontae going back with his old partner. All just made sense. I had a lot of people trying to figure out their teams needing wide receiver help, thinking one of my buddies is a Steeler fan, thinking, oh, yeah, he's going to be a Steeler. No, that's not going to happen. The Jets need all that they can. But last night, just watching Aaron Rodgers, man, he took a lot of hits last night. And at the age that he had in 40, it's got to be piling up on him. But I love the fact now that they probably had another wide receiver there. Garrett Wilson is ridiculous as well. They need to figure it out, but I think last night was a step in the right direction with all the stuff that's been happening in that organization.
Good news, the Steelers, right? They're 4-2 now, which means that Justin Fields probably stays starting at least another week, and he needs 3 weeks more for the Bears to get a fourth round pick.
Shouts out to Justin, man. I've been cheering for him, just making sure he's doing what he's supposed to do, and this is his opportunity, right? And that's what we all talked about. We knew that what was going to happen here and getting Caleb Williams, the first overall pick, but you always are rooting for Justin to be able to be successful. And you don't get that many chances in the NFL. You guys know that. It doesn't happen that often. So, I mean, just last night, just watching the beginning of the game, right? I'm sitting there and they're showing Josh Allen, and then Mitchell Trubisky is sitting behind there. And I'm like, dude, he's smiling. I'm like, Mitch. Now, Mitch is living a good life, man, but you don't get that many opportunities to be a starting quarterback in the NFL, so you got to take advantage of it. So hopefully he does keep that going for him, because I'm always rooting for that kid.
Jarrett, 4-2 at the break. The Bears now can have a week to rest and recover. The Washington Commanders are next. Has anything happened over the last 3 weeks or in the first six games to alter your expectations for this team, good or bad?
No, David, not really. I mean, just more on a uphill swing. I think where we started to where this team is now, it's all about your opponent too. I think the confidence level, especially on the offensive side of the ball with this offensive line, it's given Caleb an opportunity to be more successful in the pocket. It's not perfect by any means, but it's better than it was in a couple of weeks ago when we were having these conversations. So I think to me, that's positive. I think the emergence of some of these guys other than DJ Moore, where we know what DJ can do, but getting Keenan and also, you know, getting this running game going as well has been successful. And defensively, we know how strong they are. It's a credit to the injuries that this team had going into London to be able to still do what they do. And that's a credit to Matt Eberflus and what his staff does and how he runs his system of being able to. It's not just lip service when you say, like, listen, next man up, we'll figure it out. Well, that's the case with this defense. And to see the game that Kyler Gordon was having, I mean, phenomenal game, and then injuries, and then next you know, you got to plug somebody else in and figure it out. And that's what they do. So seeing the defense staying strong like they are, even with some of the injuries to key players like Jaquan Brisker, like that right there shows me something. And that the offense is taking steps in the right direction. This is the part of the season that we've all been waiting for. You get to this game after the bye is where I always thought it was going to get interesting. And it starts out the gate interesting against the Commanders. And you got two rookie quarterbacks going head-to-head who are taking – all of the headlines when it comes to this rookie class. And we're going to see, you know, I want to see the battle. I'm putting my money on Caleb. I just am. I'm rolling with him. People, Bears fans everywhere I go have been walking around. We do got a quarterback, man. Let's stop all this. Let's stop all this stuff about I don't want to jinx it. We're not jinxing anything. The young man is the truth. Is he going to, everything that I've ever said. Is he going to have his ups and downs? Yes, he is. It's the game of football. I don't care who you are in this game. You're going to have bad games. It's not always going to be right. But internally, what he has, his moxie, all that stuff of seeing his leadership qualities early on and what he's trying to do and the respect level that he has for his team, I'm all in, man. Chips are all in on Caleb, man. Let's go.
I think it's cool that he's also from there, from the Washington area. I think that adds a little something, hopefully, for
going home.
Just the idea that it's, you know, you went to high school there, you know people there.
But you don't doubt his ability to handle that, right?
Oh, no. Yeah. I think it's an added benefit. I think it's an added benefit. I think it makes him play even better. I think he's a guy who meets the moment.
I agree.
Yeah, he does. He wants to win.
Yeah.
Like it's. I was trying to explain this to my son yesterday as we were talking, and I'm like, most people don't get it. Like I've been around people. I've been around my pops. I've been around, you know, guys like Jordan, like these guys that like it hurts when they lose. Like they just, it burns inside of them. Like they don't want to lose. He seems like one of those dudes. Like he's one of those guys that just, it irks him and he wants to win at all costs. Like I wasn't built like that. Like when we lost, there were games that I felt it where I was like, oh man. But then when I was in Miami, it was like, yo, all right, well, let's go meet up on South Beach, man. Kick it for a little bit, and then we'll get him next week. You know what I mean? Where it seems like it eats inside of him to lose, and I love that about him. And I think he does. He lives up to these moments, and he's going to give his best effort, but he's going to leave it all out on the football field. And to me, that's what is so surprising. I think that's what we saw in that game in London where I did this video that I posted on Twitter, and it's just a combination of all the things that he did in the game where some of those old plays from USC were coming out where, you know, he's taking care of the football and then saying, oh yeah, I'm going to use my feet to get the first down. It's an added element into the playbook and what Shane Waldron's going to be able to do calling plays down the line. And shouts out to Shane Waldron. If there's anybody in this city that's been very critical of him, it's been me, but credit to where credit's due. Of seeing that he's starting to shape up and find his footing as a play caller and how his plays are designed, I'm giving him a lot of credit for what I've seen over the last few weeks. Hopefully it can keep growing and that relationship between him and Caleb keeps growing over the next few weeks.
So what kind of insight can you provide in terms of coming back from, in Kyler Gordon's case, a hamstring injury, in Tyreek Stevenson's case, a calf injury, and in Jaquan Brisker's case, a concussion? All three very different. We don't know how severe each one is, but those three guys, very important to the Bears' secondary.
Yeah, I mean, hamstrings are always an issue, Dave. I mean, you just never really know how those are going to kind of hold up. And those, most of the time, they take time to come back from those injuries. Concussions, I've had a couple of those, and everybody's different, Dave. Everybody's different of how, you know, light sensitivity and all that stuff. Man, I'm 43 years old and had concussions when I was in my 20s and 30s, and I'm still light sensitive. And it just, I can't go outside without having, you know, glasses on. That's why everybody sees me. When you see me outside somewhere, I have to have the glasses on most of the time. So everybody's different. And how, you know, your pain tolerance is different. But you said it, Dave, they're all key to this Bears defense and the success to it. And you don't want guys to be out for that long. And so that's why the hamstrings scare me and the concussions scare me. You don't know. Every person's different of how it affects them and how their body reacts. And but the hamstring is definitely scares me the most because you got to, you know, in this game, man, it's a lot of stop and go and how your body has to, you know, try, and especially on the defensive side, if that hamstring pulls just a little bit, next thing you know, you're off. And so you got to make sure that you're as close to 100% as possible before you get back out on that field.
So we have a compensation update from Adam Schefter. The trade for Davante Adams is going to be finalized today. It will be a conditional third-round pick that can go to a second-round pick depending on his play, and the Raiders are not paying any of his remaining salary for Adams, the Jets will assume the balance of it. Pretty interesting. Okay. That's a lot of money, man.
It is a lot of money. I wonder if those Taco Bell commercials switch over up to New York now. You know what I mean? That he's doing that every single day. I just wonder. I heard you guys talking about Hassan Reddick too, man. It's very interesting with how that whole situation goes.
What would you
do?
Would you take that call?
I would take the phone call, definitely. After I get off with you guys in a little bit, I'm going to try to find a way to make a call to Drew. And I know people that know Drew.
You know everybody, yeah. Jared. Why don't you get it done? Why aren't you working for the Bears?
Break some news.
Why aren't you working for the Bears anyway?
Well,
I know you have like seven other jobs, but can you add an eighth?
It's family, so, you know. George knows my number. If you need to call me.
He'll give you. He'll give you that $5 an hour. He was aiming for Olin.
I'll say this: I would take the phone call, and I'd have to. You always have to listen. I mean, he makes your football team better. The situation right now, though, I'm always about a chemistry guy. I'm in your locker room, and it seems like things are moving in the right direction. So it would have to. I know you don't want to go and. When you make this decision as Ryan Poles and your staff, right? But the same way that you brought these veterans into this locker room for certain reasons and having those meetings with Shane Waldron and guys stepping up that are vets, I would sit down with those guys too and just have a conversation with them to see what they would think as well. Not saying that how they feel is the end-all be-all of how he would fit into your locker room if that was the case, but I wouldn't want to hear from those guys because there's a reason why you brought those vets. You have those vets that are here around. They've been around the league. They know certain guys. They know all these things. And as much as it makes you a better football team, it's on the football field, it's got to be all the way around, even in that locker room as well. Point. So I would hear those guys out.
Great point, Jarrett.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much, Jarrett.
Good stuff.
See you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
That's Jarrett Payton.